Hello everyone, a perspective and insight into Parshas Noach. We know that as the waters began to recede, Noach made a decision to send an Orev, to send a raven, and then afterwards he sent a Yonah. We find two nuances which distinguish these two missions. In particular, it says, Vayishalach es ha'orev. There, the Torah doesn't tell you any purpose for its mission. Sends the Orev, Vayitze Yoshov Ashov, it comes back, and it returns to the ark. It returns to the table. With respect to the Yonah, firstly we're told, Vayishalach es ha'yonah me'ito. He sent the Yonah away from him, as if there's a relationship that Yonah has with the Yonah, that Noach has with the Yonah. And in addition, it says, L'ros ha'kalu amayim. At least there it tells me the purpose of the mission, to see if the waters had abated. And we would expect that it's the first bird where the Torah would tell us its purpose, the purpose of that assignment, of that designation, of the mission. And what is Me'ito? So interestingly, the Netziv asks a third question, where he wonders why Noach sent these birds at all. Why did he choose the raven? Why did he choose the Yonah? We're not told that it was time to leave the Teva anyway. Maybe he should have waited for God's command. So the Netziv actually claims, in answering this final question, that the Orev and the Yonah, which had come into the Teva, were actually not the Orev and the Yonah that were there in order to sustain the species, in order to continue to mate afterwards. Noach was a distinguished person, he's of aristocracy, and people of such position had ravens and doves. They would actually raise them, says the Netziv. So they were his pets. They were actually, when he claims that when it says that Noach and Kol B'nei Beiso, his entire family came into the Teva, you know who was included in that? His doves and his birds and his ravens. So he had the right to send them out. This was not no concern if they wouldn't necessarily come back. They were going to serve this mission. And that's the way the Netziv understands it. But it sounds like the Medrash picks up on this, is sensitive to these two nuances. The fact that there seems to be no purpose written with respect to the Orev, and the fact that the Yonah has a relationship Me'ito, because the Medrash says, in Perek Lamed Gimel, in Bereishis Rab, it's also Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adaf Kufches, and there are slight differences between them, but we're told that the raven protested being designated for this particular assignment. He said, you know, that God hates me and you hate me. I know you both hate me. You know why? Because why are you choosing me for this dangerous mission? I'm going to be affected by the elements. It's going to be freezing. It's going to be too hot. I'm going to die. That'll be the end of my species. We'll become completely extinct. It makes more sense. It's more reasonable for you, Noach, to send one of the kosher animals. You have already 7, 14. You have plenty of them. If something happens to them, so they'll be able to sustain the world. They'll continue to procreate. So why are you sending me? So interesting, the Medrash says you would think Noach had greater sensitivity, but the Medrash actually says that Noach said back to him, what do I need you for? Right? I can't eat you, and I can't offer you as a carbon. So there's no purpose. And that's, in fact, what we read in the Psukim. There was no relationship that Noach actually had with the Orev, at least, and that's why he doesn't say Vayishalach es ha'orev me'ito, but Vayishalach, as if he's banishing him. And it also doesn't tell you the purpose, as if to say, I'm sending you, Mr. Raven, I'm sending you away, and you know what, you don't need to come back, I'm not interested in you, I don't need you at all. So Hashem was very upset with that, according to the Medrash, and Hashem says, Kiblo, take him back, she'asid ha'olam litzarech lo. You're going to need the raven. So says Noach, hey, Masai, when am I going to need him? So he says, there's going to be a tzaddik. One day Eliyahu will come. He will pronounce, we find this in Malachim Aleph and Perek Yud Zayin. He's going to bring a drought in the entire world. And it's going to be a group of ravens who are going to feed Eliyahu. They'll supply him with food. You, Noach, you're very short-sighted in rejecting the raven as if he's completely unnecessary. In truth, in the future, he'll play a vital role in sustaining the prophet Elio. And it's with this message that Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, he quotes the Mishnah in Perek Dalid that speaks about the importance of understanding the potential and role of and positive attributes of every creature, of every person and every creature. The Mishnah says, Al ti baz l'chol adam, v'al ti maflig l'chol davar, despise no one and disdain nothing. Why? She'en l'cha adam she'en lo shah, v'en l'cha davar she'en lo makom. There's no one who does not have his hour and nothing that doesn't have its place. This message clearly that's conveyed in the Mishnah is that we believe firmly that everyone has a potential and a role. All of creation, the entire environment, everything serves a purpose. We may not be able to identify it, any particular positive attribute in a particular person or creature or potential contribution that they could make, but every person, everyone, every creature has a moment, and we hope more than one moment. There's goodness, there's beauty, there's potential. We may not be able to identify, to take note of that right now, but there's a meaningful contribution that all of that, that all of humanity can make, and all of creation can make. And that's really the message that Noach was taught in the context of the raven and the Yonah, particularly the Orev. The Orev has a purpose. He will serve a purpose. Do not dismiss him. Do not reject him. Wish you all a good Shabbos.